Marcelo Camara was born on the 28th of June, 1979 in Brazil and was baptized on August 11th, 1979. Now growing up, he had a strong devotion to Nossa Senhora Aparecida, also known as Our Lady of Aparecida, and kept many images of the saints in his room, which fascinated little Marcelo. Now he was the oldest son of Julius Camara and Latrice Pavan, from whom he received an excellent education. Now from a very young age, he began to take interest aimed at social life, manifesting ideal thoughts and practicing small virtuous actions. Marcelo had lived with his parents until he was 10 years of age, and this was when he had to face the end of his parents' marriage. And because of this, it brought a major change in the personality of Marcelo, forcing him to mature through pain. He then went on to live with his mother and younger brother. That's where he began to have the attitude of an adult in the management of the family, always worrying about his mother's work, the household expenses, and feeling responsible for the future of family members, a concern which accompanied him throughout his life. Now, his dedication to studies had earned him a remarkable education, obtaining a bachelor's degree in law at the Federal University of Santa Catarina in February of 2002. Shortly after, he participated in the selection process for the master's degree in law, obtaining once again an excellent placement. Now, it was during his second semester at college that he accepted an invitation from the late Monsignor Francesco de Sales Bianchini to join the youth group of Emmaus Movement, where he became a frequent speaker at courses, at group meetings, and a frequent contributor to the movement's programs with Radio Santa Catarina. It was this experience that had provided him with a unique and personal encounter with Christ the Lord, giving his existence a new meaning. Marcelino, as he was affectionately called by his friends, used to greet everyone wishing peace and good. His love for the church had intensified, and it was this very love which led him to heroically defend the Holy Church before his university colleagues and teachers whenever he was unjustly attacked. Now, despite being an attractive young man for his good looks and inner wealth, he had a deep respect for women. Now, after a brief courtship with a young woman, realizing the couple's differences, he ended the love relationship by giving the girl a bouquet of flowers as a sign of respect. Now, although he considered the priestly vocation, during college, he decided to pursue the career of prosecutor together with his great passion of teaching. Now, it was in the year of 2000 that he was invited by a friend to participate in a lecture given by a member of Opus Dei. He immersed himself in the life of Saint Jose Maria Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei. Through the lectures he attended, the gatherings, the retreats, spiritual direction, and reading the biography of the Holy Founder. Now, the ideal of sanctification of daily activities, especially professional work, advocated by Saint Jose Maria Escriva, was intensely lived by Marcelo, as he knew how to transform the human realities of family, profession, study, leisure, friendship, and rest in privileged places of an encounter with God. In the desire to lead and offer professional work to God, Marcelo advanced in intellectual training, always seeking to improve the knowledge acquired, not for his boast, but in order to better serve. Now, he had faced a severe ordeal from September of 2004 when he suddenly lost his leg movements and needed to be admitted to hospital immediately. He was diagnosed with lymphoblastic lymphoma, which is a type of cancer that originates in the lymphatic system. Later, in November of 2007, he was diagnosed with leukemia. Marcelo was not shaken by the suffering and physical and emotional pain of seeing loved ones suffer, because it was suffering that had transformed them, like everything else in his life, into a place of a deep encounter with God. Even though he was sick, he continued to work and study. Now, Marcelo had sought perfection in his affairs out of love, because he knew that this was pleasing to God. He managed, in the midst of his professional activities, social life and pain, to keep the soul contemplative to the presence of God, through the heroic fulfillment of a life plan that included, among other commitments, the daily reception of the Eucharist, praying the Rosary and meditation, as well as the periodic search for spiritual direction and confession. In this spirit, there was the last hospitalization at the end of February 2008, which he could no longer resist. And so on the 20th of March 2008, on a Holy Thursday, exactly 1 year after he was appointed prosecutor, he died, being buried on Good Friday, March the 21st, 2008. Now, at the Seventh Day Mass, Monsignor Bianchini, moved by this young man's life, advised those present not to pray for Marcelo, but to ask for his intercession with God, because he was truly a saint. Servant of God, Marcelo Camara. Pray for us.